We are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, fuck me. We sure do. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here at the SAC. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hello, lover.
Lover.
How are you?
Good. You got a big old smile on your face.
I do, because tomorrow we're going to Portland, Oregon, where weed is legal.
Yes, we're off to Oregon. So if anyone has any good smuggling tips, let us know, because we're going to fill every orifice we got with those gummies on our way back.
Just publicly tweet at us about drug smuggling.
Yeah.
At
Ménage Radio. At TSA.
Hashtag drug smuggling. Thank
beautiful.
You.
Beautiful.
You know who else is beautiful? Probably.
Or was probably.
Smuggling drugs, I was going to say. Beautiful's nicer. You know this Randy Renaissance man? He hosts the wildly popular video series, hashtag AskFlama, on the digital network Flama, where peeps can have their questions answered by the master himself.
And he's part of the UCB digital team Cardinal Goose, and he's a dope MC. You've seen his music vids for Anthem's Hoodrich and Cucha Frito.
That's right.
Welcome New York's hype man. Mr. Lee Chin is with us today.
Whoop, whoop.
Ooh, what's up?
Man, this lean got into my brain. I couldn't pronounce things.
Ooh,
I couldn't read things.
Got your eyelids vibrating.
That's right. It is. It's a little twitch of the eyes.
Lee's talking about our wine and dine.
Yes. We like to be a classy podcast here, so we offer our guests their fave beverage. And Lee asked for some lean.
Which is Hennessy.
Yeah, listen to those.
Hennessy and Pineapple Fanta in a styrofoam cup. And it's tasty.
The right way. Cubes hitting that styrofoam.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
I hope some of the styrofoam is just like leaking in.
Oh yeah.
So we're getting that chemical buzz.
That added high. You get the sugar from the Fanta, you get the liquor from the Hennessy, and you get a little bit of that toxicity from the styrofoam.
That's right.
That's what really fucks you.
And the old bodega ice.
And bodega ice.
And the yes, which fermented. We don't know where that was frozen or what liquid it was used.
Mm-mm. Urine, I think.
Mm. Oh man, but it's fucking delicious.
So Lee.
What's up?
Are you single? Looking to mingle?
I'm in a relationship
now.
Yeah. Mm. I'm feeling good now. I mean, we got together in like February, so it's going pretty good.
Nice.
Booked our little vacation together.
Yes.
Ooh. Gonna go visit the desert.
Where? Which?
Joshua Tree.
Oh,
Southern
damn.
California.
That's the desert.
That's the desert.
Plus, you gotta know, you know, if you can travel well together, then that's one notch on the belt for a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can she read Google Maps?
Can she read Google Maps?
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't know.
When you're at Joshua Tree and somebody loses a shoe, do you fucking melt down as a couple, or do you just bind together and figure it out?
I'm trying to see what sex is like in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I don't want sand everywhere.
No.
But I want that heat.
Yeah.
That sweat.
Just don't put sand in the vagina. I speak from experience. It's not comfortable.
No, that's not an orifice you want those little granules in.
It's like getting eaten out by a cat.
Mm.
Oh.
Sandpaper tongue.
That's real. Like a little tiny little tongue.
Yeah,
like
a cat's tongue. A little prickly tongue.
That actually
might
be good.
That's why dogs are better at munching rug is what they say.
Everyone says it.
That's just the laws of nature.
I know from experience.
Lee says it all the time. Ooh, all right. So not looking to mingle, ladies and gentlemen.
Nope, off the market, but Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. Hope you have fun there.
Oh, I will.
That sounds great. Excuse me.
What do you say we slip into sexy science, huh?
Let's do it.
Oh, lover, the hell do we do here?
We rip articles from the headlines to discuss matters of your hearts and parts.
Yes, this is a topical number from across the pond, from the Mirror. Title of this one is Sex robots could be biggest trend of 2016 as more lonely humans seek mechanical companions.
Mr. Five, tell us how you feel.
How do I feel? Mm. I feel alive.
And actually, at the end, that was the end of Short Circuit 2, where he's actually made a naturalized citizen, which I assume means you can just fuck Johnny Five. I think it's all legal at that point.
Oh, if you're a citizen, you can have sex.
I think that's how that works, right?
Interesting.
You have to be a citizen to have sex?
I'm not a lawyer. I can't speak to this.
Yeah,
Look, I'm not. Immigration law is not my specialty.
Yeah.
But I just mean they said you're a human, basically, at the end of Short Circuit 2. He was given.
So are non-civilians non-humans?
Yeah, in the eyes of Short Circuit 2. I didn't write the picture.
Whoa.
I didn't write it. I didn't write it.
Well, bots have come a long way since Short Circuit. That's what this article's about.
Yes.
Sex bots may be the biggest trend of 2016, tech trend. Their popularity has grown directly in tandem with their realism. So they get better and better, and then people want to fuck them.
Yeah, and according to experts, not only will more people be boning these machines, but they'll fall in love with them, too. Dr.
Ooh.
Helen Driscoll, a leading authority on the psychology of sex and relationships, said sex tech is advancing at a very rapid pace.
That adds another element that people are falling in love with robots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what, like, I mean, I could see myself like, let me dip into this Radio Shack real quick and fuck this vagina, like this robot vagina.
We've all been there. Yeah. But you don't put a ring on it.
Yeah, I don't take it, bring it back to the mom and dad, you know?
No.
You don't bring it home. Well, they were saying that too. They were like, people are embarrassed because it's new, but they're like, the more it catches on that people are like, oh, I had sex with a robot and it was great. And then people are like, I got to have sex with a robot.
Yeah.
It happens very quickly.
It does. But yeah, I mean, you stick your genitals in and around anything, but I feel like, yeah, the emotional attachments. Some of us do.
I think, like, this will rejuvenate the DVD spots here in Times Square in Midtown.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, now it's just a hole instead of a shelf.
Yeah, 25 cents, you know, it cleans it out after it's done, you know, and
that's
brand new.
Yeah, you're not worried about catching anything. Maybe a little rat, just a little, you know.
A virus?
I've mentioned this before, but they're working on technology that's almost like a Wii controller that you put on your genitals and then you watch sex on the screen. So
wow.
It's like a video game.
Now, Nintendo is behind this?
No, it's similar technology, though.
Wait,
I don't think it's like Nintendo proper.
Inside your vag, for example, what are you controlling it with your mind?
No, your body. You're
no,
like
so
thrusting.
The computer would fuck you with the controller.
For our listeners, we're all just
bumping and grinding now, trying to test out that theory. No, but that makes sense because the Wii technology is, you know, you're playing tennis, you swing your arm, you do whatever, and you can drive like a car with that shit. So yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I picture like an antenna, like an LED antenna out my dick hole. Yeah. And that's like the, it's like there's a little monitor on top of my television that's like tracking it.
It's
and
like,
yeah, every
hello?
Thrust.
It's like, you're tired today, Mr. Chin.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Your little me character is just like full nude with a big old dong just dangling. Yep.
Oh, you make your avatar sexy AF.
And then you get like extension pieces that makes your dick bigger. Yeah. Like you can do whatever you want.
It's got a little meter for how much cum you got in you.
Oh, yes.
You like open up a shop and sell greeting cards.
Expansion packs.
Yeah. It started with sex and then it was just SimCity. I don't know.
I know. Yeah. That's how quickly it goes. You fall in love. All of a sudden you're not leaving the house anymore.
You got two dicks.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
All of a sudden you got double dick.
Double dick.
Yeah, I can't see myself falling in love with a robot. Maybe I haven't met the right one, but sex with a robot makes complete sense to me.
Absolutely.
This is a cliche question that makes me feel like we're shock jocks, but is it cheating to have sex with a robot? Because that's the weird thing.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
The emotional component of like hooking up with someone else is obviously makes monogamy tricky, but...
Mm-hmm. I'll put this on the table. I'm okay if you fuck a robot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it as like where you can upload your partner's personality into a robot. And then it's like, oh, we're still having sex. Like you can Skype the face.
Like, no, it's your personality.
Yes.
It's just a way better body.
Yeah. Except that this one squeaks a little.
This one always comes right when I do. Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because basically like having sex with like a sex toy is kind of the same idea of having sex with a tool. But if a robot has... consciousness, then does that become an emotional cheating situation?
Does it not only become an emotional cheating situation, but does it become now you need consent from the robot? Because we're talking about these robots like they're just straight up sex slaves.
Oh,
when the singularity happens and we're all on the same level, it's like, does the robot want to fuck you? Yeah. Or does it have to just because you bought it?
It might not want my antenna.
No.
Right.
That might take one look at that LED antenna.
And you're like, I bought you. I own you.
Yeah.
Johnny Five's like, not tonight. I have a headache.
I know. And you're like, what the fuck? This programming's all off. I'm going back to the shack.
Oh, man.
You got to get a game shark and put it inside so it gets cheat codes.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yes.
All right. I think I would bang a bot. I would just want the experience.
Sure.
When it becomes attainable, not too expensive, I'm probably going to try it.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like just me standing there and then it would finish and then... it just makes it like a ding, and then it just come right out.
Yeah.
Now, guys, here's a question. Do you want it to be like a robot with like a metal alloy, or do you want it to have like fake human skin and fake hair?
See, that's that Ex Machina gets me because it was a little half and half. It started to become real, but she still had some parts that were showing. Yeah, that's where I think it gets tricky. The more human it looks, the more you're dancing with the emotional devil.
I'd want it from, like, the end of Ex Machina, so it looks like a person, but you could still take its skin off.
Mm. I picture, like, the Svedka robot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like a, what's her name from the Jetsons?
Oh,
Judy?
No, Judy was the daughter. Rosie was
Rosie.
The, yeah, she was
like
the maid.
Rosie had it. Rosie had a big old booty.
Rosie had that big metal booty.
An apron.
Yeah. An apron. That's hot.
You know she could party. You know she could party.
Her hands were already like that.
Little maid outfit. Yeah, they're already.
Ready to jerk double dicks.
Her double dick-shaped claws.
Wait, Haz, were you trying to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd fuck with just like abstract shapes.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Something like, fuck the shit out of a
triangle.
I think
that means you're autistic.
Like that. Yeah, you're on the spectrum if you're just grabbing a triangle.
That's one of the questions.
I do like that idea, though.
Would you fuck a triangle?
Octagon, yes. For the more advanced man.
Yeah. Well, that's the spectrum.
Yeah.
Therein lies the spec. Okay, well.
Well.
Bang a butt,
bang
folks.
A butt.
It's coming.
Hopefully they're affordable. Well, we helped ourselves there.
Certainly did.
Let's. What do you say we slide over to listener love and help others?
Listener mailbag.
What do we do here, lover?
Lee, there's our listeners are, you know, they want advice. They got some questions.
Yeah,
we're fucking awful at giving it, but we hope you can help.
I give some
advice. You look like you got your shit together.
Yeah, I got my shit together, man.
let's see who we got this week, and hopefully we can help them. Haz, what are we dealing with?
Question numero uno comes from JJ in Laredo via a wedding we recently attended.
Oh, I remember JJ.
Yeah.
JJ says, I like my vibrator to be warm when I use it, and that warming lube shit doesn't do it for me. You think the microwave is safe?
For a vibrator, no. Mm-hmm. I think just a plain old dildo, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like you're melting pieces in there. You don't want that plastic.
It's
absorbing.
Like the styrofoam cup.
Exactly.
It's just leaking shit into your orifices.
Don't put styrofoam in the microwave.
I say like a warm rag, maybe? Like, ooh, you know how they do like warm towels at like fancy restaurants and stuff?
They're is
like,
that what you call your lady?
A warm rag?
A warm rag. Oh, I call her compress.
So romantic. Even medical. I think that's actually a perfect solution.
That's a great solution.
Like steam a towel and then wrap it around and that'll give you the...
Yeah.
Easy.
Because that warming liquid is a little weird. We've dabbled.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we used it once and then we didn't care for it and I've like jerked off with it a few times
since. I use it when I go skiing. Yeah.
You know like those like...
my vagina gets cold.
They have those hot and cold like Trojan condoms.
Yeah.
And those are just weird because it doesn't like... change like when it should change. This is like back and forth. And you're like, this is not fun.
No. Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
I'm ripping this off with my teeth.
You're about to come and it's just like freezing cold.
Yeah. It's not fun.
I'm gonna rip this off with my teeth so I can get some dental work done because it'll
flexible,
freeze
flexible, gentlemen.
I
do wonder though, this like begs a good question of like, they should make microwave safe vibrators.
Yeah.
Because that is a cool idea. They do have those kind of technologies now. Where
don't they
like,
make them like Pyrex?
Yeah,
Pyrex you can heat up.
You can put that glass in there. Yeah. But does it have the vibration mechanism?
Vibrate.
You're just looking for
Can you microwave a battery? Haz, what happens when you microwave a battery?
It fucking explodes.
Oh shit.
And then
of course you know
it.
That.
I this is now for going back to the robot sex as well.
Please.
I just feel like it's the vibrator's a just a little baby robot, you know?
So it's like pedophilia.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
My bad.
In some states.
I'm drunk on that lean.
I feel like I'm leaning. I am leaning.
Leaning in, leaning ladies. In. Lean in.
I mean, it's kind of like a robot that you got to warm up. But I've thrown, my crude sex toys as a younger man. I've thrown a sock. You get like a sandwich baggie full of Vaseline. You warm that up in the microwave and then put that into a sock.
Oh, you made that vagina.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It was...
Murph made a vagina and then put it between two couch cushions so he could actually like make love to it.
Out of a Ziploc?
And took like a Ziploc. But not with the Ziploc, just the sandwich baggie without the sealable thing. But just like a little Ziploc sandwich bag, Vaseline, quickly warmed in the microwave and then into a tube sock, which then goes in between two couch cushions. Get down on your knees and you just go.
What the fuck? That changes my apartment.
He's so creative.
Yeah, it was. It was just like a young pervert just looking to be like, how can I? I didn't get in on the what's the sleeve? The
Tenga sleeve.
Well, the Tenga sleeve, and then there's the fleshlight.
flashlight.
I was ahead of my time, but I didn't fucking get any copyright on any of that shit.
I love your commitment to craft, though, because when you're a little kid who just wants to get off, like you may not take all that time to build this couch.
There's also something you don't take time to build that old couch, woman. But I feel like it's the hands-free experience. It's like the thing where you can then like just sit on the couch, you get the TV behind the couch, and you just go, and you can have hands-free. And
what were you watching?
Oh, it was a lot of
Airplane.
The film Airplane. PBS. Well, there's that gag where there's chaos on the plane and that topless woman runs.
Oh, yeah.
Down the aisle. True. I was watching whatever I could get my hands on. Probably some Skinamax. Disclosure.
Oh, Skinamax was the best. Yeah. Busty Cops.
Oh, Busty Cops.
Busty Cops.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I know. Come on.
Have you seen the movie Disclosure, Lee?
Disclosure, I haven't seen.
Murph has a
this
scene
is a
that's
Michael,
like,
this is not Skinamax. This is Michael Douglas and Demi Moore.
But it's burned into your brain from when you were young. Because you know when you're young and you see nudity and you like never forget it. And he showed me this scene the other night.
And I knew it word for word, which shows how many times I watched it when I was young.
It's shockingly graphic for just like an R-rated action movie.
Yeah.
Or
well,
like whatever.
Thriller. It's like an R-rated, but a thriller with two A-listers. At that point, Demi Moore had just come off a Ghost. Michael Douglas is fucking Michael Douglas. So it was,
Did we get A-listers. A reenactment?
I mean, what are the most graphic lines? They say crazy shit,
She
too.
Says, the idea is basically that she's come to work at Michael Douglas's firm. They're both professionals. And Michael Douglas is married, but they had a tryst years ago, so they're trying to rekindle. And she comes in she might actually be his boss. So she comes in with the power dynamic of like, this is what's going to happen. And they're at the office late one night. They start getting into it.
But
he keeps saying, no, no, no.
Construction zone.
Well, the office is just being built or something. Out of context, the scene.
It just adds a little grittiness. Like they're in like an unfinished,
like a dusty room.
Dusty room. Yeah.
It's dusty
There's tarp up. There's tarp hanging from the walls. And one point, Michael Douglas finally, after saying, no, no, this isn't right. She sucks him off. Oh. He pushes her away and says, no, no. She says, I want you inside me. And then he freaks out and goes, you want to get fucked? Is that what you want?
Oh,
and he
wow.
throws her down.
Tears
open her shirt because she's also dressed in like a power, pencil skirt and
but
top
that's the
blouse.
Move Murph kept talking about. He rips her blouse and it's
and
like so
gorgeous
perfectly
breasts,
cinematic. And her boobs like pop out and they're in this like perfect
in
like,
the shadows.
Lacy.
It's like lit perfectly because it's not some cheap garbage porn POV thing you watch on the internet.
I honestly wasn't expecting much because he's like, I jerked off to this as a kid, and I'm expecting like, oh, there's like a nipple for a millisecond, but it's like hot.
It is hot. It is erotic.
Is this
on
Netflix?
It takes you to a place. This might be on Netflix. It's on YouTube.
We watch it right now.
On YouTube.
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
We're going to Disclosure.
Yeah.
All right, we're back.
Okay. Oh, man. I am sticky.
I'm just going to say I finished.
Wow.
The way the lighting was good.
The lighting was fucking great. That's
amazing.
An A-Wood Hollywood movie. You're like, they knew how to light some erotica. Yeah.
It's like,
you see a peak of cleavage and then like Michael Douglas's ass really quick. And oh, it's all so nice.
And here's another question. What movie does Michael Douglas not work in a firm?
Yeah.
Right?
He's always the firm.
He's always in a firm.
There's no movies.
No.
There
it's just
none.
The Douglas Douglas's entire catalog. He's in a suit working at some fucking firm.
It's like written into his contract.
Wait,
probably.
That's true though. Is there any movie where he plays like a cowboy or like a homeless a homeless person?
That
you know
a
what
miscasting
I mean?
Falling Down,
he plays a lunatic, but he's at a firm and he loses
his
mind.
Really?
He's wearing a suit too. It's all about his boss.
He quits. He's not the head of the firm, but he works at some office.
That's
job.
A terrible example, Haas.
God damn it, Haas.
What a great movie.
What other movies is Michael Douglas in?
Well, Wall Street, obviously. He's firming
it. I know,
it.
But I'm trying to think of those roles that you don't usually think of associated with actors where he is like a retired dad. But like, are there any? Because Lee's right. He's literally always at a firm.
He's always at a firm.
Damn. All right.
Douglas, you've been typecast, my man. It's time to break free.
So just put a battery in the microwave. Should be good to go.
Well, we helped her. We gave her some viewing material. Michael Douglas, if nothing else.
I forgot we were even doing questions.
Yeah. Well, we can just chat.
It happens.
We're leaning.
Lean in.
Haas, do we have anyone else that we can talk about Michael Douglas with?
Maybe. Next question is from Kelly in Connecticut via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. All right. So this sort of reads like a soap opera. All right. So everyone strap in. It's going to get a little complicated. Okay. My husband was named after his father, who is named after his father. So my father-in-law is a junior, and my husband is a third. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds a little soapy, but
I follow.
I'm pregnant with a boy. and my in-laws really want to keep the name going, which would make our son a fourth. My husband and I feel bad vetoing it because it's tradition, but we really don't want to use it. Any suggestions on a compromise or something?
Oh, waspy-ass bullshit with these thirds and fourths.
Easy.
Call me Tinky.
I got it. Middle name. Right?
Middle name.
Yeah. Yes.
Throw a quick middle name in there.
But that is definitely a compromise because that doesn't make you the fourth. You have to have the
won't
exact
be a fourth.
Name. Yeah.
But you won't have to be a fourth. So I think that's a compromise.
The homage is there.
Yep.
Exactly.
You'll still be Harrison Greeley, but he won't be Harrison Greeley the fourth.
I really wish they'd said
the name.
Because
I know.
I want it to be like a man named like Kimberly. Tucker,
I bet it's more like
Zippy.
Sounds like a Thad or a
Thurston.
Brock or a Marshall or Thurston. Yeah.
Thurston.
What if it's Thurston Burston the fourth?
I mean, then keep it going.
Keep it going.
don't put an end to Thurston Burston.
An interesting thing is that, all right, so my name's Lee. I have two nephews with the middle name Lee. So it's become like a little tradition in my family.
That's great.
And I'm like, yeah, just throw in them. Like, you don't got to do anything. Or maybe hyphenate.
Yeah.
Middle name. It's like, whatever. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And can't you just start over? Like, once you get to the fourth, like, can't he just be regular?
Start your own fucking family. Like,
exactly.
It's your kid.
Yeah.
I do kind of get it, though, as dumb as I think it is. It's weird when all the people are still alive and they're like, you're breaking the chain. Like, that's shitty pressure.
It is.
Let's never marry somebody who's like a first or a second or a third.
That's better advice. Never marry a junior.
Well, I dated a fourth, can I just say?
Oh, you did have a fourth.
Yeah,
date
and
a
he was a terrible person.
What was his name? I mean, just.
I don't think I should
all
say.
All right,
we'll bleep it out.
Was it
say
Waspy?
It. We'll bleep it, I promise.
You promise?
Oh, that's.
But I don't know. I don't even remember the middle name. But I'm saying, like, his sisters would make jokes to me at like holidays, like, "You're gonna have the fifth," and I would like throw up in my mouth. I know.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
It was heinous. We definitely have to bleep that out, Huss.
Yeah, we'll bleep.
That's like a mattress salesman's name.
But there's like a joke.
Yeah, come on down.
This is
mattresses.
But there's a joke on Sex and the City where Samantha goes, oh, the farther number gets, the like shittier the person is and the smaller their dick is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's weirdly kind of true. Obviously, it wouldn't always
stick,
but it's the idea of like people emphasizing the wrong things.
My nephew's got small dicks. Is that what
they?
That means? I don't know. I mean, I'm just.
Their middle name is Lee.
If their middle name's Lee, I mean, it can't be as big as mine, right?
Well, I wanted to ask about why your nephew's dicks were so small.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like kind of obvious, right? It's all over my Instagram.
It's the middle name. It's the middle name. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think.
Lee answered the perfect answer.
It's true. Compromise is there.
Compromise.
Make Thurston Burston the middle name.
Haas,
well, heading into our last question.
Wait, are you Haas? Are you a Haas the third?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I would feel really bad if I said how lame that is and then you were.
But he had no choice in the matter.
And I got a big old D.
Excuse me.
Well, that solves that.
That's
then.
A first generation dick.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So, speaking of dicks, with our last question, Brianna DM'd us on Twitter at Minaj Radio. Bree wonders, what's the biggest cock you ever seen up close? Like, for real. No bullshit.
Like, how do we say it? The person's name again?
Yeah, Masmo. It's a nickname, so I don't need to say his actual name. But a friend of mine, Masmo, had the biggest, if we're talking about, like, actual measurements, I would say I couldn't give a number in inches. Maybe I'd go, like, 9 and thick.
So he had, like, just a huge
He had a huge dick, and people used to, like, make him pull it out. Like, girlfriends he would have, we'd be hanging around,
at
and it's
parties.
Like, Masmo, get your dick out. And he was a little embarrassed by it.
Oh,
which,
poor Masmo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cry me a river. Probably a 9-inch river. But yeah, it's like, it's a kind of thing where I guess there are worse things, but he was self-conscious because people were forcing him to take it out at parties.
Well, also, there are guys whose dicks are too big.
Sure.
I mean, no duh.
His girth, but the other thing, 9 inches is a fucking hell of a length, but he had a beer can.
I was going to say, I forget the guy's name. Sorry if you're listening, but I dated a guy like a little bit through a friend and we never had sex, but he said we won't be able to have sex. And I felt his dick through his pants. Mm-hmm. And it was like insane.
If you had to toss inches out there, what would you
say?
I
would say it was like a 24. Of course.
24?
No, not inches.
What?
The
oh, like 24,
24 ounces.
Like,
but
oh,
I'm
like
saying
a tall
like,
boy, a tall
but,
boy.
But
right.
like, but like,
oh,
but I mean the width of like a fat
Yeah.
Tall boy, not the 16 course.
I know what you mean the 24.
Like,
or sometimes 25, they give you that extra ounce. Mm.
It was just like inappropriate. Yeah. And he was like, it's always a problem, and looked really sad. Yeah. And that is sad.
Yeah. I mean, there was a crackhead in my neighborhood who used to wear bicycle shorts. He was like maybe 70 pounds. And he had the biggest, like, it went to the side, like just above the knee.
Yeah. Oh.
And he would just walk around like that. Oh, and I was like, this crackhead is killing it out here.
He's just slaying.
Yeah. His name is Beatbox.
Beatbox. Yeah. I wonder if that's the guy. I was walking by West 4th, and this guy had his dick sunning, laying out on his thigh, and it went almost to his knee.
He had shorts on, but
he pulled the basketball shorts up, and the dick was all the way to the knee. And my friend Jane and I laughed and kept walking, but ignored it. Didn't want to pay him attention, so he would like engage us. And we were two blocks away, and then we heard a whisper behind us going, "Did you see my cock?" And we turned around, and the guy was standing there, like with a big smile on his face, and we just screamed and ran away.
He wanted to make sure.
Classic beatbox.
He followed us two blocks to make sure we had like seen.
Was he dragging an air conditioner by the cord behind him?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's beatbox.
No.
You tricked.
No, sneak up if you're dragging an air conditioner.
You hear that jangling down the street? Well, Haas, the three of us actually had a late night DCM. A couple of weekends ago, we went to a diner, and then when we left, there was a gentleman who chased us down the street.
Oh yeah,
came up behind. It was rock. He was rock hard. I mean, his dick was fine. It was. You know, it was notable, but it wasn't.
I didn't have my glasses on. Yeah. I had to be told that he was chasing us with his dick out because he started like a block away, and I was just like, something's happening, but didn't.
And to me, Haas, correct me if I'm wrong. My memory was that he was fully erect, and he had like. At the base of his dick and his balls had like clamped off, like he had grabbed it all.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Squeezing
he
it.
He pulled
was
it all
running
so you saw all his pubes.
Pubes, everything.
He was just grabbing at it.
Yeah.
I did remember that.
If you grab the whole thing, that's like kind of like what cock rings do. It's like keeps
blood flowing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keeps the party going. It's like cocaine for your dick.
Puppetry of the penis and cocaine for your dick.
That was scary,
like
though, because we were in like a construction corridor where you can't like leave the sidewalk or cross the street.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we were halfway through and it was like a long avenue construction corridor and a guy screamed and ran at us, but he was a block away and we're like, oh, he's behind us. We're laughing so stoned. And then we turned around. He screamed again and he had been running way faster than us, gaining on us, and was then like 12 feet behind us with his genitals out screaming.
Wait, but you guys didn't Three Ninja and just team up and just
team, no,
beat that
but
ass?
What I did, which
I
is
ran
sad
away.
No one even noticed my genitals apparently, but I took my dick out just as like, all right, like what are we doing? Here we are. Like what do we do now?
But I was like, run.
No one cared about my sad sack just flailing in the wind, but.
Well, and the question and we kept asking is, what was his plan once he got to us? Because exhibitionists, they want you to look, but they're not going to like throw three people on the ground and like sit on them.
No. I don't think it was a sexual assault, meaning he was going to try to touch any of us.
Physically,
I think he just really wanted to make sure we all saw what was going on.
Well, I didn't have my glasses on and I didn't see it.
You're like, hold on a second, sir. Let me get my glasses out.
Haas loved it, though.
Haas had a good chuckle.
Well, I mean, yeah. We've been hanging out. He's cool.
So then we took him to the diner.
Yeah.
Is the end of the story.
Then we went to a diner so stoned, and I tried to order.
Oh, this was.
Didn't I spell my drink?
Oh, man. It was a rough. That order was just hysterical. It was one of those where the waiter walked over and took one look at the three of us and was like, all right, so this is what we're dealing with.
We just couldn't stop laughing. It was like we were 9 years old.
Yeah.
And then we ordered grilled cheese, which is like your fucked up child.
Yep. Like grilled cheese and maybe a chocolate malt and like a, what's that pie you got back there?
Pickles.
It was one of those kind of order. Yeah.
Mm.
Poor guy.
Well, if you're out there, sir, you're the biggest cock we've ever seen.
Oh, no, bullshit. I got it. I'm looking at my cock right now. It's the biggest one I've seen.
You dirty bastard.
Boom.
You
must. Answer.
Haas, put that toothpick away.
And your
actually,
antenna.
Let me use that. I got some in my teeth. Ah, man, we helped. I think we were 3 for 3. I feel like Lee brought it.
That last one didn't feel like an advice question.
No, that was one of those Twitter. Whenever they tweet, there's never really advice. They're just saying vulgar shit, and we'll go for a ride.
God bless them.
Well, we answered those questions, but now we have some questions for our guest, Lee Chin.
Oh, what's happening?
Ooh,
what's
this
up?
This is a little something called six sextions.
Mm. These are six rapid fire, six sex questions. All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
I mean, let me lean up.
Mm-hmm. Lean. Let's all take a
let's
minute to
take
lean.
A lean.
Haas, lean.
Where am
okay. As I jingle jangle that ice, I spilled all over my crotch.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Starting now.
Number one, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Ooh, I bet if me and Ray J would be friends, if we ain't love the same bitch, yeah, he might have hit it first. Only problem is I'm rich.
Ooh. Yes.
That's Kanye.
Heart Ooh. Stolen.
What's the sexiest animal?
Owl.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, shit. It's an old lady. let's just say Celia Cruz.
Ooh. 69 or 420?
420, 69.
Ooh. Yes. If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which would you choose?
Probably like a cushiony toilet seat.
Mm. Oh, yes.
What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Physical or inside?
Whatever you want, Beth.
Sense of humor.
Yeah.
Six sections with Mr. Lee Chin.
Oh, nailed.
That was sexy.
That was.
My nipples are like a little hard.
I got going. I got going during that. I'm not going to lie.
You said physical or inside?
Or inside.
Which is my favorite answer or question to any question.
So some follow-ups. The owl. The wise old owl.
Yeah, it could turn its head like 180. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, that's like a sexy over-the-shoulder look.
You can do missionary and doggy style at the same time.
Because
the head's turned around.
Yeah, I'm like, kiss me. And it's like, oh, it's from the back. It's like, no, you're an owl.
Yeah.
Send that.
You're an owl.
I don't even have to move my torso to suck you.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh, flap those wings.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
best
the
answer.
The cushiony toilet seat. Is
right?
Fucking because you also
why
you
didn't
never
anyone
get
ever
those.
Say
I
it?
Grew up with a cushioned toilet seat.
You have one.
Yeah, my folks have one. I don't. Do they still have one?
They do.
They've rocked it for a long time, and it's like I feel like people are grossed out by it.
No,
it's the best.
The problem is that makes it seem like fabric, even if it is easy to clean plastic stuff, and people think of fabric as like holding bacteria.
Absorbent.
So I do think there is like a stereotype that those are dirty, but
know,
they are
but
very comfortable.
They are.
Have you seen like the shag carpeting ones where it's like the toilet lid is like carpet?
That's what we had. We used to, it was a
I'm
shag.
About that
it was
too.
Like a green.
And there's like dingleberries dripping from it.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I'm getting down and dirty. No,
the
that's
sprinkles.
I mean, how often
sprinkles.
You walk into these public toilets, it's just like it's a fucking porcelain just U-shaped. It doesn't even complete itself in the front. You don't want to fuck
and
the
then
toilet.
I'm so afraid of my dick touching that incomplete part.
Yes.
Because I know that's where all the manifestation of everyone's shit is.
Everyone's been
Absolutely.
Dangling in that in between.
And barf. That's where barf is.
Yep.
Yes.
That front of the bowl. Yeah. No, you want to walk in and see a cushy little number with some
Goes
shag
all
carpet
the way
around it.
Yes.
Oh, eat the shit and fuck at the same time.
Smoke a cigarette.
Just
after.
Solo Blumpkin.
I also enjoyed 69 on 420 because that's Amy Poehler's answer to that question.
Amy gave us that same answer, which
You're
is
in good company.
The best fucking answer.
Wow, thanks, Amy.
Because why not? Get high and then 69.
I mean, I feel like that's the best.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like I'm down for it. I'm chuckling a little bit. I'm loosened up. Everything's a little bit funnier.
The sights, the sounds, the smells, it's all
it's silly.
Alive. Yes. And that's when you want to be silly 69 because if you're too serious when you're 69 and shit can get... You need to be loose.
Yeah, and you get the munchies a little bit. But the only thing that is
that
the only deterrent.
That can work for you.
The deterrent, though, is cotton mouth during 69.
Oh, you don't want a dry mouth.
That's such a bummer.
Yeah.
That's like sitting on a brick. There's just nothing.
You have to keep taking breaks to like your mouth.
Oh, man, that sound makes me wet. Feeling good. Wait, I also loved when we said celebrity crush. You go, it's an old woman.
It's definitely an old lady.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like.
You like your older ladies.
If you're like 55 and you still got it going on and you got that confidence and I'm like, yes.
I'm with that too.
I think Helen Mirren's really sexy and she's like 200 years old.
She's 200 and she's 20.
Yeah, at the same time.
At the same time.
Wow.
She has all the experience you would need. And the confidence, like you said. You know, it's
Did I say?
Or Lee said.
Yeah, it's like, it's all in the walk for me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you can strut at any age, any size, I'm like, well, not any age, I guess. When you're of age.
Of age, yes.
Of
100,
age,
fine.
Any
10,
size,
no.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got that confidence, I'm with it.
That's all it is. You walk into a room and you immediately know.
It's like when a guy's like butt ugly, but like so funny.
Yes.
Fuck him.
Well, also the dudes get to have that thing where they can like assholes can have confidence, and that just is what it is. The ladies need to.
But I just mean they're
sadly,
similar.
Like, pushed into a
characteristics that can overrule any
looks.
Kind of looks. Yeah.
Absolutely,
confidence is my number one. Like, if it doesn't matter what it is.
Really? Because you said sense of humor.
Ooh, that's true.
But that's an inside.
That's an inside. That's not an outside.
Confidence is outside.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got enough confidence to just sprint down a construction runway with your dick out at three people at 4 o'clock in the morning, you've got that confidence.
Come holla at me.
Yeah. Well, I think you already know that. What's his name?
Beatbox.
Beatbox.
Mm-hmm. Beatbox is...
He's always got that AC blasted.
Well, shall we make it wet?
Let's do it.
Ooh, let's get wet.
Haas?
Haas.
Trying to get wet, bro.
Give me that toothpick.
Where's that sound effect?
Well, here, we'll do this one.
The old school one. Love that old school
right.
one. So here...
Please, like,
that's like a very ramen noodle sound.
It is. Yeah, yeah. You're
now I'm hungry.
You got the pork ramen and you are hungry. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to have a contest between the three of us. Haas is going to judge us.
So what we do here is gather excerpts from various mediums not written to be sexy at all.
And then we make them downright sultry by reading them as erotically as we can. So we get our sexy voices going.
I got it.
Okay, so Haas, what's our source material today?
This week we'll be reading a recipe from your favorite summer dips.
Mm. Oh. Summer dips,
summer
you
dips,
say?
Summer dips.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay, first up we have Murph.
All right.
Take your recipe and make it sexy.
Mash the ripe avocados with a fork until chunky. Stir in the lime juice, tomatoes, onion, cilantro, and hot sauce. Season to taste with salt and ground pepper. Serve at room temp in a festive bowl.
Damn.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Ooh. I want to eat that dip.
Ooh, that third grade reading level really turned up the heat.
Pretty good stuff. But next up, we're going to have Diana.
All right.
Here's your dip.
Thank you.
Now make it chunky.
All right. I'm going to be reading 5 Minute Hummus. Puree. Chickpeas and garlic with olive oil, lemon juice, tahini, cumin, and 3/4 teaspoon salt until smooth and creamy. Add 2 tablespoons water to achieve the desired consistency. Transfer to a bowl and drizzle with olive oil. Sprinkle with paprika before serving.
Oh,
serve it up.
Ooh, that might have been... your best yet.
It only takes 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last up we have Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to double dip with 2 dicks. Now, go ahead and make it wet.
Let me show you my dip. It's called spinach artichoke.
Damn.
Dip. What? I like it a little rough. Mm-hmm. So first we're going to squeeze the spinach between 2 paper towels. To remove excess moisture. I'm gonna combine the spinach, artichokes, cream cheese, and sour cream. Mm. Get ready. And then I'm gonna scrape the mixture into a small oven-safe baking dish. I'm gonna bake until lightly golden and heated through about 15 minutes. I'm gonna serve it warm with chips and lemon wedges, if desired.
Mm. Oh,
ooh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Damn. I erupted over here.
Murph shit. Spit just lean out.
Made a mess of the place. Yep. It's just spit lean. Lean
you're
came
firing off.
Ah.
Well. They were all damp as hell, but clearly the winner is Mr. Lee Chen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Damn.
Made it wet.
If desired.
If desired.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Consent was important in my recipe.
That's right. Your recipe calls for consent.
You also had paper
recipe.
Towels, which is so sexy.
Yep. Yeah. Paper towels, the sexiest of all the cloths.
The word scrape, too. It's not.
Well, that's where I just.
Scrape the mixture.
That's where I spit lean all over the goddamn room. Oh.
Yes. Oh. Well, congratulations.
You made it the wettest. Now I think we're going to dive into some virtual sugar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we want to see, Lee, we know you're not single now.
But yeah.
Let's just play make-believe for a moment.
All right,
let's pretend we're all single.
Okay.
And you're going to pick a name out of this cup here.
Okay.
Mix these up. And we're going to see you in action on an improvised date.
So just be yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Lee's chosen a name from the cup for our listeners at home.
Oh, what's up, Murph?
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. So we'll go on a date, and Diane and Haas, if there happens to be a need
Haas will probably say something weird.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But this is our date to start.
All right. So are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Date begins now.
Oh, man, this creek is chilly.
Oh, thanks. I brought it here because I saw you sweating earlier, and I was like, I'm going to dry you up.
You know, July just gets me. It gets me every year. I just can't stop sweating.
Oh, well, that's all right. Here, take this.
Ooh.
It's a towel.
Ooh, towel off. This is nice. These are nice. Are these Bounty?
Yeah, you smell that? It's fragrance.
Ooh, scented Bounties.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm playing in the creek as well, and I seem to be resting up. Do you have any oil?
Oh, I got oil.
We got some oils over here and some Bounty if you'd like. Your arm looks like a crane. Is this woman?
Some of my skin must have fallen off in the creek. No, I'm a sex bot, you dummy.
Oh, you're a sex bot?
Yes.
What? You want to join us on
couple
this little...
Couple of lucky bastards. We stumbled across a sex bot in this creek.
I actually have a headache. I just like the oil and to go.
Oh, man, it's one of those sex bots.
Those fucking temperamental sex bots.
Well, here you go. Me and Murph are going to get back to it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Olive oil is my favorite. Goodbye.
Hey, Murph.
Hey, Lee.
Looks like the sun's setting.
This is the perfect time.
Yeah, it's cooling down. Why don't you get a little bit closer?
Yeah, let's snuggle up.
Oh, so...
Let me lay down some of these paper towels we can just get comfortable on.
Oh, so soft.
So soft. Absorbent. Oh, this is nice.
You smell good. You smell like coffee.
Thank you.
And maple syrup.
Ooh, I chug coffee and I love pancakes all day.
Wow.
Every meal, actually, I like to have some pancakes.
Oh, really? What's your favorite accoutrement?
Let me
pancakes.
Put a little blueberries in there, and I'm in heaven. But also, here's a little trick: powdered sugar.
I love a man that loves powdered sugar.
I have some on me.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, let's just sprinkle it into the air and watch this sunset.
Like LeBron James.
Yes, let us LeBron powdered sugar. Oh, this is a gorgeous sunset.
Wow.
We don't need any robots.
We don't need robots.
We just need two human men just here enjoying the sunset, LeBroning out.
LeBroning out. LeBroing out.
LeBroing. LeBroing.
Hey. Come, can I rest my head on your lap?
Please do. Please do.
Sure.
This is nice and comfortable.
Wow. And I'm going to take my hair out. You play with my hair a little bit?
No, let it down. I think it's time to let our hair down.
You have great hair, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Just two long-haired men. Ready. Ready for the sun to set.
I want to braid it together and become one with you.
Yo, I just learned how to French braid last weekend.
Perfect.
Hey.
I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry, did someone shout in at the end?
Who's this?
That was just like the perfect date.
That was the most successful date.
That was
we never
very
had successful. To edit.
Always end in tragedy.
Oh, no.
People yet, always die.
Yep.
Or they're arrested.
They rarely have romance. There's
or
rarely
someone's son shows up.
Yeah. Or, yeah. All of a sudden, somebody's kid is.
Haas, that's enough.
No, that was a positive date.
Yeah, I got my head massaged. I love that.
I know.
And the fact that you guys agreed to braid your long hair together to be one.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
We avatared it.
Nothing more. We did.
That's like if you're a caveman, that's how you get married.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You must braid each other's hair.
And if you run in opposite directions and it comes apart. You're no longer together.
Yes. Wow.
And if you run opposite directions, your legs come out from under you and you're still tied together, it was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
I love that old nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
That old caveman nurse.
The two cavemen.
Oh, I want to say that date made me sad because that's usually our segue into goodbye. But it was a great date.
It was a great
date. So thumbs up on the date. But we are sad to say goodbye to Mr. Legion.
Oh, no.
We have to say goodbye.
Can I take my lean with me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Lean for the road.
Our dear darling listeners do not have to cry leaving Legion. No, Peeptheflama.com for more Lee and follow him at I Am Legion.
Do it. He is hilarious. And also keep an eye out for his videos coming from the digital team Cardinal Goose. They'll be releasing a Fly series later this summer on UCB Comedy. Lee, thank you so fucking
thank
much for joining
Lee.
Us.
Thank you. That was fun.
Fun.
So fun. Oh, we also legally have to thank our producer, Banana Hannah. That's
yep.
Ben Hosley.
We should have read the fine print when we signed that contract.
Oh, so little.
Also, our mama, UCB Comedy. Thank you for letting us suckle at your teat and producing us.
And tweet at us at Menage Radio. And we love those drug smuggling tips.
Yes, please. We need some tips. We're going to bring back some real good stuff.
Also, I just redesigned our website.
Oh, yes. Diana's
really good. Please check it out.
MenageAtoisRadio.com. That's out there on the web.
It's got red and purple and photos.
Yeah, it looks fucking dope. So look, take 30 seconds when you're jazzing
tabs.
Off on your laptop.
It has tabs.
It's got tabs. No. It's
incognito, got
tabs.
That.
Yeah. Yes, keep that. Keep that in the private browser.
We have to go now. We're all going to French braid our hair together.
French braid. Oh, there's nothing more relaxing.
Mm. Shout out to Beatbox.
Beatbox. Beatbox and Helen
Wherever
Mary.
You are. Old ladies everywhere.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.